Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you around to realizing there is lots to talk about. There always is. And this is a service of Talkers Magazine so that you'll know what the top 10 stories of the week are and the personalities that are being discussed most on the news talk radio stations, the news talk radio world, if you will. So, Michael, let me turn it over to you to do the honors going through the list, and then we'll pick apart some things that perhaps will be a great conversation pieces on their own.
All right. Well, this certainly is a murky mess of overlapping stories. At number 10, we have sports, travel, and live events. We can get into that as we talk. At number 9, race relations. At number 8, education. At number 7, the Michael Flynn case, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations and U.S.-Russia relations. At number 6, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 5, the coronavirus hearings. At number 4, the lives versus livelihood debate and civil liberties. The economy is at number 3. And at number 2, statistics and projections. And at number 1, massive topic, really dominates everything, and you could have 15 different top 10s within it, health and medicine. On the People Survey, we have number 10, Richard Burr. At number 9, Ahmed Arbery, and that's tied with the father-son team of Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk is in the national conversation at number 8. At number 7, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Emmett Sullivan. Number 6, Joe Biden and Mike Garcia. At number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Mike Pence. At number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, and Dr. Rick Bright. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of basically a lot of activity, a lot of subjects, and a lot of cross currents between them.
All right, so let's say hypothetically you're doing a talk radio program today. What are you going to, well, how are you going to start? Let's say we're starting the hour over again. Michael Harrison is here hosting on a XYZ program. And I'm going to start with, you don't even, I mean, that's not a good host. They don't say, I'm going to start with, but where do you go?
Well, I am doing a talk radio program today. So
okay.
It's not hypothetical. You know, we're talking on a talk radio program about what I would do if I were hypothetically doing a talk radio program.
So if I'm not hypothetically doing.
No, I am really doing a talk radio. And what I'm talking about is what I always talk about, and that is the hottest issues. So I would be on a show. I would be sure somewhere within the 3 hours of the show to cover almost every single one of the things that I just brought up, even if it's a tangential thing or a mention of it. I think that what I would do, because that's what I know, and I would concentrate on the lives versus livelihood debate and the erosion of civil liberties, because this coronavirus crisis has really brought us to a point where some of our deepest values on one level, freedom, liberty, independence, rugged individualism, and on the other level, protecting our citizens, doing what's right, being smart, fighting an unknown enemy. All of these are at odds with each other.
I think we know who the enemy is. The enemy is China, not we're at war with China. And this is an answer. One of the things is the Wuhan virus. But you look at other things that are going on. Here they are this week trying to steal. They're trying to hack into the testing work that we're doing. They've got more clusters of cases, so they're trying to hack into. Government, as a matter of fact, accused them with the goods this week of stealing COVID-19 vaccine research so that they can manufacture it on their own and offer it to the rest of the world. That's what they're trying to do. That's what you're dealing with here.
What we have, what you're pointing out, the China thing, I agree with you that China is a major issue, and it's a shame that it's fallen into the political correct discussion, or even the appropriateness discussion, the appropriateness of pointing fingers and casting blame. We shouldn't be doing that. The word conspiracy theory is thrown around a lot when talked about China, and people who hate Donald Trump don't seem to recognize that on a certain level, he's really been the most effective president we've ever had on dealing with China in the modern era. So all of this stuff is messed up. But yeah, China's an issue, most definitely. And I guess what we have to do is we have to come to terms with the fact that they are really vicious. When I say
they are,
I mean the Chinese government. I don't mean the Chinese people.
Right.
I always say that because
it's important.
There's an enormous disconnect between the Communist Party running China and the Chinese people, both in China and around the world, wouldn't you say?
Well, look at what we learned this week from the Epoch Times reporting. The people that live in Wuhan are being locked physically in their homes. Apartment buildings with metal doors are having them welded shut. The buildings that are have wooden doors are being boarded up from the outside. There are boards being placed across windows so that only the officials or soldiers or whoever is handing out food, they're passing it through the windows. And there's a picture on the cover of the Epoch Times on the Friday edition showing the lockdown, showing these doors, these metal doors being welded shut. Can you imagine living in a world in 2020 where the government welds shut your door so you can't get out? This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
This is who these people are.
It's very scary, and I'll tell you, but what's equally scary on the other side is that this disease is serious enough for that totalitarian, ruthless regime to do that. See, they're not doing it because suddenly they want to imprison their people. They're doing it because they take draconian steps in shutting down the problem that is theirs on not only a medical level, but on a political level, on a military level. You know, China has done everything it can to hide the truth from the world. Now, on the medical level, the fact that Wuhan is suffering from a second wave of this because they opened it up maybe too soon also is kind of scary as we embark upon.
Well, we're all going to confront that, don't you think? I mean, we're all going to have... This is not over by a long shot. This is going to go up and down and up and down from now until the end of the year.
Are you concerned about the fact that in Wisconsin, where the Supreme Court overruled the shutdown policy, that the next day the bars and taverns in Wisconsin are crowded with people partying and drinking and rubbing?
That's number eight for me. This whole business, the education, the lack of understanding how our bodies work, how things work in general, government, it's all part of the education issue. The people who are responsible are wearing masks. The people who are responsible and thoughtful and caring are social distancing, because that does seem to have an impact, a positive impact, on the spread of this thing. So for a bar or a beach or any other place where people would gather to completely ignore what we know to be satisfactory ways of inhibiting the growth or expansion of the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus, this is irresponsible. People ought to have more caring and feeling about their fellow human beings. And nobody, I mean, it's an age thing, Michael. I think it's a generational thing, frankly. Who gives a damn and who doesn't?
Well, I've had a lot of people in conversation I've had say, this is not as big a problem as we think. Most of the deaths are old people. I've had people say that.
We don't respect in our society elderly. We make fun of people who are older. We do.
But beyond that, we make fun of people who are fat as well. We make fun of people who, so we make fun of a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say is it has been used as a justification for not being as concerned about the stats that most of the deaths are elderly people and older people.
Not so much now, though. You see some stories this week of youngsters who are basically in that Kawasaki disease, who have certain weaknesses in their system because this virus is mutating. It's changed. And is continuing to change and affecting different people in different ways.
Very good point, and that further complicates the situation. So much for the demographic aspect of it. Yes.
Was that a Freudian slip? Not so much for the Democratic.
It's not a Freudian slip at all. I just tripped over my tongue. Sometimes I think faster than I'm able to get the words out. But It is a form of demographic genocide that's taking place at nursing homes and taking place around the country. Yes, so far, aside from the Kawasaki disease, so far it has proven to be statistically more prevalent among the older people, and deaths are more prevalent among older and infirm people. But that being said, old people are people too, and
yes,
there are relationships between people of all ages, and therein lies one of the biggest problems. I mean, you go out to a bar and then you go home and kill grandma. So there's a lot of issues here. Yeah, selfish. Well, I mean, a lot of people are using this as an opportunity to make a political statement. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're cutting off their own nose to fight their face.
Yeah, but be that as it may, there are a lot of people who are justifiably upset about business being closed. And
I agree.
Not really, you know, there's this guy, you know, you see this week in Texas, there's a guy who had a tattoo parlor who opened it up, and he got AK-47s for five of his closest friends, and the guy stood outside with the AK-47s to keep people, the police or anybody away that's going to try to shut this guy down so that he could do his tattoo thing.
Right, right. His right to do tattooing is up there with, freedom, give me liberty, or give me death.
Give me a tattoo.
Well, and after all, tattoos are essential in today's world. The point is that people on all sides are acting in many ways irrationally. I mean, I can understand it. You want to open the taverns, fine, but you got to run in there and pack yourself into a place without any kind of protection because the Supreme Court...
You do like the guy did somewhere in, I think it was California, they put mannequins in the restaurant.
I read it. I didn't see the picture. Did they actually put mannequins on tables?
Yeah.
So it appears more crowded?
Yeah.
It feels like something out of the Twilight Zone. That would, mannequins are kind of creepy in many ways.
Yeah, all right, bring in Shatner for an episode of that. Hi, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now continuing with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of the 11th to the 15th of May. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael runs Talkers Magazine. You get these stories in the people. The charts are there at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc., etc., etc. So the continuing focus on what's going on here. I asked you what you would do. As a talk show host, I'm also wondering, in this age of the COVID pandemic, how it's affecting radio. It's like a two-sided coin. On one side, more people are listening by leaps and bounds. Listenership is up by double digits. But the support that we have on the radio to bring you these programs, i.e. they are free for you to listen to, so we must have advertiser support, that stuff is very much in jeopardy. And more of the, not too much shop talk here, but some of the big companies are, once again, they've all gone bankrupt once, and a couple of them are in danger of going bankrupt again. And so what does that hold for the future of people who value this format, do you think?
People who value it, well, they should support it. They should continue to listen, and if they have businesses, they should advertise or promote it. I mean, that's how you support it. As far as people in the business, those that are in it because they love it will find a way to make it happen. Those who are in it because they're talented, they'll figure out a way. Those who are in it for perhaps the wrong reasons will find a different line of work. There's no question that media is having issues transitioning from the 20th to the 21st century in terms of business models. And we're getting used to it, and it's taking time. And then this crisis coming out of the blue and devastating the economy has just really cast a pall over the entire radio and news, journalism, publishing, books, records. So many of the media forms that were popular in the 20th century are having difficulty getting footing in the new century. Although technologically they're on the cutting edge, they haven't figured out a way to make money with it yet.
So is this the weak disappear, the strong survive? That's kind of like what has always been the history of mankind. The strongest survive, the weak go away.
The strong survive, and in this case, the innovative. For radio and newspapers and movies and all of these art forms and these media forms that we all grew up with, to survive as viable businesses going forward, they are going to have to take risks, and that is do programming and provide content that might be very different than what conventional wisdom in these businesses indicated was the safe way to go. It doesn't work anymore. So the innovators with backbone are the ones that are going to succeed.
You know, number one this week, health and medicine on the story list. And I was thinking we had a look at the podcast numbers for our Good Day Health show, which is something that's produced every week with several doctors that have different points of view on how to deal with health and medical issues. Has been on the air for quite a long time. And now, all of a sudden, the podcast numbers have shot through the roof. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting how people can actually go, even though I don't necessarily promote it as much as I ought to, but the fact that people are finding it, they're looking for this information. And some of the good hosts are weaving, as you just suggested, some of this material into their daily programs. You know, the flu is a dangerous thing, and how do you avoid it? There are good public service, or what do we call it, full-service programs that bring this information out with doctors and experts. The sort of thing's coming back, isn't it?
Well, isn't it interesting that health and medicine is the number one topic on talk shows in America? I mean, health and medicine. You know, when would that happen? The problem with much of that conversation, though, it is presented through a partisan lens as opposed to a nonpartisan, objective, academic lens. Let people decide the political aspect of it. That would be a true service. But when you talk about health for political reasons and spin it that way, then I don't know whether it advances the cause of intelligent decision making.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously.
seriously?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She could come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News. Residents of the Navajo Nation will be under the strictest weekend lockdown in the United States. Grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses will be closed, and essential workers are being told to stay at home until Monday around dawn. The Navajo Nation president made the announcement after a spike in deaths. The tribe now reports 127 deaths and 3,600 positive cases since it first began tracking. The Navajo Nation has been hit harder by the coronavirus than any other Native American reservation. JCPenney, weighed down by debt and battered by the coronavirus, has now officially filed for bankruptcy. Sales at JCPenney's have fallen annually since 2016. It currently has 860 stores, less than a quarter of its base in 2001. The Texas-based retailer, which was founded more than a century ago, employed over 90,000 full and part-time employees. It joins fellow department store chains Neiman Marcus and Sage Stores as victims of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, who is the esteemed operator. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. He's here every week with us to go through the list, the stories, in our own way. There are a lot of other ways that he and others cover the ground that needs to be covered, because it's important, and because he and Talkers have a lock on this. They do the research every week that nobody else does. Nobody else has the capability, the connections, to be able to go across the industry, have people from all size stations and different formats answer his questions. And so here we are looking at this list and wondering, okay, what affects you the most? And I would think of all of the things that affect our lives and livelihood in a very dramatic way is how we are living our lives individually. What are we eating? How are we getting the food that we need for sustenance? And you asked me a good question, which I wouldn't mind answering for this audience. You and I were talking in another circumstance about what's going on, and because I do have a certain expertise in the area of agriculture and farming, I do think that this is part of the discussion, don't you? An important part of the discussion.
Well, no, there's no doubt that the health and economics are the key issues that people are dealing with. They're concerned about their food, they're concerning about the roof over their head, and they're concerning about the body in which their spirit dwells. So let me ask you the question. The statistics indicate that the price of almost all goods and services is going down. Energy going down, travel going down, cars, you can buy a car now, you can get a great deal. The cost of living is going down, except at the supermarket, where the prices are going up. And one of the things that I hear is that it's because of interruptions in the food chain. The supply is not happening, and that's for any number of reasons. I guess what's happening on the farms, what's happening in trucking, and maybe even some panic buying. And I was going to ask you, as an expert on agriculture, do you see this trend continuing, and to what do you attribute the fact that you can't get enough poultry or beef or certain food products without them being rationed by the big distributors and stores that sell these things?
You asked the right question. If you look back over the last couple of months, prices that we're paying in our country for eggs and meat and cereal and milk and all the staples have gone up. People are going to the grocery stores. They're trying to stock up on food because they're afraid. It's fear-based thinking, Michael. The supply chain has been interrupted, and part of it is because people are more, I guess, demanding of what they, they want to have enough stuff in their house in case something happens. So they fill up the freezer, they fill up the refrigerator, and as a result of that, there is a problem in the supply chain. But also, what you're seeing happening at some of the big plants, the processing plants, the Smithfield plant, the Tyson plant, some of the butcheries that have now been affected by the coronavirus themselves, the workers, hundreds of them in these plants have gotten sick, so they had to close them down. So in response to that, Tyson, for example, went to Mexico and bought a lot of beef from the Mexican suppliers and brought it up here. We don't know that it's Mexican beef, but we're paying 30% more for it because the Mexicans, being good businessmen, I guess, said, well, you need our beef? Going to cost you 30% more than it did last week. And so that, in part, is the reason for all this, demand and supply. Yep, that's kind of it, in a manner of speaking. There's a lot of other pieces that are ancillary to it, but farmers are working hard to try to, and people are going back to the farm, it's, there's a real, it's a very interesting catch-22, actually.
You know what I find fascinating, and it comes up often as a joke, but it's no joke, is the paper products shortage. I think Warren Buffett said that it's pure panic buying, that it's still hard to get toilet paper and paper towels. Believe it or not, and it has nothing to do with anything, really.
One of the largest suppliers of fruit, berries in the country, and I don't know if you know, there's a company called Driscoll that was a small farm in California that was specializing in regional
blueberries, if I'm correct.
Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Yeah, they have those little plastic containers that are hard to open.
Right.
Especially in the middle of the night.
That's very true. All of that is absolutely true. So they've started to repackage their products in paper and in cardboard. So because there is a realization, one of the big problems we're having, people buying all this stuff in the store, the food services are delivering, the restaurants are delivering, and they're using huge amounts of plastics. And the products that are, the packaging is part of the problem, because the Chinese no longer are taking our garbage. You knew that, right? They've taken our garbage in shiploads and destroyed it. They don't care what they put in the air, so they bring it. We pay. This is another one of these crazy things. We pay them to burn our garbage.
They're in a different atmosphere than we are.
Right. Well, here's how stupid this is. We send the garbage over there. They burn it. The pollution goes up in the air and it blows blows west to east. So it blows back to California and the West Coast. It is incredible what we don't know and how dependent we become on the Chinese.
And that goes back to what you and I talked about earlier about the Chinese factor. One of the reasons that it's now deemed politically incorrect to implicate China at this point as one of the problems in the world for us is because so many people in the American media, in American manufacturing, in terms of movers and shakers of the American economy, have financial connections to China. We're in bed with the enemy.
Yep. And how are we going to get out of that? I have said many times in the year, I'm not voting for anybody until they have convinced me that they are on board with legislation that will encourage bringing back our businesses to America. If we've spent how many trillion dollars bailing ourselves out of this mess, which we created basically ourselves by getting into bed with China in the first place. Yeah. So now we need to bring them back here, and people say, well, it'll be more expensive. Hello, look at the tab for where we are now, pal.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't necessarily have to bring it back here. We could do business with other countries that are, shall we say, not at war with us.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very hard for any country to be an island in today's world.
It is.
We just have to be. We have to be more selective as to where we invest money and whom we connect with in terms of the supply chains we've discussed.
You know, talking about this is one of the subsets here, talking about the way China pollutes the air. Since this all started, you know how much easier, look around at how much easier it is to breathe the air. Look at how much cleaner the air is. The satellite pictures of most every large city, whether it's in China or our country, how much clearer the air is, even in just 2 months, how quickly Mother Nature has cleaned things up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
A lot to be learned from that. And it should be part of the lessons that we learn from this going forward, that there are ways to very quickly remedy a lot of the problems we have.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be an interesting scenario 10 years from now when this is hopefully really behind us.
Yeah.
It won't be behind us for a while, though, I'm afraid.
No, I know. I think there are a lot of people who come from different areas of expertise looking at this and suggesting that this is going to go on and be a couple of waves of it between now and the end of the year, the first of next year, when it kind of really does go away. But in the meantime, pretty uncomfortable. And a lot of the things that back to number one on the story list here, the hearings that have been held in Washington by people who have been in some circumstances disgraced because they didn't toe the line, back to politics again. It's all so involved in the weird kind of
After the election...
Is there an election coming up?
The election is really going to be a referendum on the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus, and it's really going to be based upon what happened that week of Election Day.
Yeah.
Considering how short our memories are. So that will play itself out. But I do believe it is the coming presidential election in November of 2020 and this pandemic happening in 2020 that's causing a lot of bad thinking on behalf of political interests by both the left and the right, the Democrats and Republicans, that's getting in the way of good, honest, objective thinking about the ramifications on the economy and the ramifications on our health. We could come to solutions that serve all of these concerns if we didn't spin everything politically for the sake of the forthcoming presidential election, and both sides, in my personal opinion, are guilty of playing that game.
What would be one example, a highlight, a perfect example of that sort of thing in the conversation circles this week?
Of the political aspect of it?
Yeah. What's been clouded by political reasoning?
Well, first of all, the whole Obamagate Michael Flynn situation is not necessarily on the same level of importance as the deaths and the curing of the disease. So that's a political distraction, no matter what side you're on. And the idea that it is a constitutional issue, the wearing of face masks being a sign of what party you are, opposed to the reason for face masks. I don't even know where to begin. The whole thing is dripping in political spin, and that's the problem. Whether it's the education issue, whether it's the when to open factories issue, these discussions should be held in a nonpartisan way, that we try to come up with the best solutions and plans to get the economy running again while protecting people and getting off of this whole thing about, you know, showing each other where it's at in terms of, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm going to go and party, I'm going to do this, or shut it down completely, weld the doors like they do in Wuhan. It's all no good. None of it is objective, reasonable, compromised thinking, looking for solutions to a problem that has no no care about the fact that we have an election in November. That is an artificial construct in terms of the reality of the human race's battle against a virus. That's the issue, not the politics of it. The politicians are not equipped to handle this, and people that see everything through the lens of politics are not equipped with coming to terms with what exactly are we dealing with.
The People List, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine for the week of May 11th to the 15th, the official list, in case you don't hear us going through it, we don't go through them all the time, but I do want you to have a handle on what's number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, you know what I'm saying. Number 10, Richard Burr in that position. And number 9, Ahmed Arbery and Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk opening up his plant in California despite the state telling him not to. Number 8, Michael Flynn, number 7, Joe Biden, number 6, Jerome Powell is 5, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 4, Mike Pence is at number 3, the doctors, whether they be Fauci, Birx, or Bright, all in the second position, and Donald Trump, as the President of the United States, is the person on the top of the list. I don't know if that changes much as we move forward, but that's the list. Guaranteed to be accurate. From Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Finding creative solutions to healthcare problems is the heart of the work at the Mayo Clinic Center for Innovation. The center has developed ideas around how to address obesity and how to improve living spaces so people can sleep better.
We get ideas from all over. Much of what we get is what we discover by simply watching people and finding out where they're having trouble.
Cardiologist Dr. Douglas Wood is the medical director for the Center of Innovation.
We're actually doing some interesting work with voice to command computers and voice to help people interact with computers. So most everyone in the country knows about Alexa or Siri. And there are ways that you can have these assistants help you as a patient or as a physician. For example, if I send a patient home after surgery and they've forgotten exactly how to do a dressing, Alexa, show me how to change my dressing.
Finding new ways to impact, change, and make better the future of healthcare. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 include, at number 10, what's going on with live events? Are we going to get back to being able to go to watch sports, and we're going to be able to travel? We're going to be able to go to a concert? All those things in question. Number 9, race relations. The story from South Carolina, or is it North Carolina? The black guy who had been just running around the neighborhood looking at houses under construction and was accused of stealing things by these two cops. Look out below, the cop and his son. Education, number 8. The U.S.-China situation is number 7. Presidential race, number 6. The hearings in the Congress on coronavirus and what to do with more money. Our civil liberties in focus, number 4. The economy is number 3. Projections for the future, number 2, and your health and well-being number one on the story list this week on The Countdown. All right, so this week on the Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com, you have a one of the countries, would you say he was an up-and-comer in terms of his talk show host career?
I think he could be called an up-and-comer, but he's also a happening person. He's a fill-in guy for Rush, and he's a big morning man in the afternoon drive man in Pennsylvania. Ken Matthews is with us.
Check it out. Michael Harris interview. MHInterview.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Steve and J.J. Wiseman next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve is a lawyer, a professor at Bentley University. He's his home, teaches lots of classes on the various nuances of the law. And we all know there are plenty of nuances. Nuance. That should be the name. Instead of you're the legal expert on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we should do a podcast called Nuance on the Law. How's that take apart? Yeah, kind of. I remember when I could see the guys that used to work for me looking at the law, Neil Shiat. Remember
Neil
him?
Neil Shiat, yeah.
Looking at the law. We could revive something that was similar to that. Take it apart in different ways. That's what we do here, take apart some of the stories having to do with our law, legal system. So number four this week, a focus on civil liberties and some of the stuff. Can you imagine the mayor of Chicago, well, the mayor of any city, but this is the mayor of Los Angeles, who says in a public interview that the people of Los Angeles have to earn back their freedom. Hello, what country are you in? Earn? Can you imagine what kind of, and you can see the results of it with all the people saying, hey, buddy, you can take a long walk on a short pier. We're going to the beach.
It's an interesting thing you mentioned that about the people earning back their freedom. And I got to say, though, my instincts in a lot of this is very, very critical of some of the people who are flaunting what seems to be legitimate things. However, one of the things I go back to when I teach constitutional law and I ask my students, I said, what does the Bill of Rights, does the Bill of Rights grant us any rights? And the answer is, no, it doesn't, because the theory of our Constitution is that we are born inherently with these rights, and the Bill of Rights was just a recognition of the limitations of the state to be and the government to be able to limit it, including the most important one is the Ninth Amendment. And the Ninth Amendment, to paraphrase it, says just because a right is not indicated here in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean the people still have it. And so I think the government, there's been a little bit more overbearing than it has to as far as making the case and making limitations that people can live with. It's really important for us all to do the social distancing, but we've got to find ways to encourage people to do it and to recognize the strain that the people are under with the isolation.
Well, I think that there, if you're thoughtful, you've been educated properly by your family and whatever other influences you have, you don't think just of yourself. So wearing a mask is a good idea. Social distancing, or I call it personal distancing, is a good idea. It's just thoughtful. If you want to be thoughtless and not care, like some of the kids who were partying early on, and many of them got very sick. It's the, you know, you think this stuff isn't going to come back again? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? Of course it's going to come back again.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. Next up, the Michael Flynn case. This keeps getting beaten around, and there are new things coming to light about what was going on in the Obama administration and who says what to whom. But this is really an example. I think one of the things that came out this week was the FBI and the way that they are in collusion in lots of different ways with lots of different bad guys. I mean, we don't have to back in further than the Whitey Bulger case, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Whitey Bulger case was a horrible indication of people who died because there were FBI that were working with Bulger and protecting him more as an informant. You know, I am one of the things, the developments I'm really happy about is what the judge is doing. And the judge is appointing as a friend of the court another judge to look into this because it does smack of political influence on the prosecution. And this is where the judge has a right to look into this. So now we're going to get a legitimate inquiry. We're going to get a legitimate inquiry. And I tell you, Doug, you are going to love the judge he appointed to look into this, who formerly was the judge in the Gotti trial. This guy's good, and he will do a good job.
Here comes the judge.
Right. Yep.
Give me 30 seconds on this business with the two cops and the black guy down in South Carolina and where that's going.
You know, we need to see how the facts shake out. But today I saw some news where one of the shooters actually had his license to his ability to arrest and other powers taken away from him. So there's a lot more underlying here we're going to find out.
Lots of questions and some answers are needed. Stephen J.J. Wiseman always has the answers for us here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.